Bob still tunes from Burt Lane and Clint McMichen back when I was young.
Uh-huh.
But they wasn't real old time fiddle players. They played on the radio a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are you making a distinction between those people and maybe some of the older people that were played the fiddle throughout wherever you're?
Oh, yeah, you'd have to make a distinction.
Okay. Well, I'm asking you if you're making a distinction.
Yeah, they were professionals. The radio people were. And these I learned through the country courses. Wasn't professional like myself.
Who'd you learn leather breeches from?
Well, I would say probably learned it from George Hawkins.
Okay.
Yeah, I got some George Hawkins and Carlton Rollins, well, both of them.
You want to start off with leather breeches then?
Yeah, I'll start off with it, Jim.
Somehow we got a name there.
You ready?
Sure.
Okay. Note I learned from George Hawkins on this. You heard that note there?
Yeah.
Some people don't do that.
Yeah, that makes it sound distinctive to me.
Mm-hmm. That's my version of it.
Okay. Was it Uncle Harry you learned some?
Yeah, so here's one here. I learned it from there. He didn't know the name of it, and I don't either. Wait and see. I haven't played this one for you, don't I?
Second part twice.
Thank you.
sing an old song to it, or is it an old march or something like that at one time?
Let me see, what was another piece he played? I can't think. I had some more he played. That one.
That's an interesting name.
Now, here's one I learned from back there from somewhere. I can't remember who it was. It's called Slow and Easy. I don't know where I could play it now or not. Let me see if I can.
Bert Lane is learning some pieces from
him. Yeah, I learned back up and push for him and Robert E. Lee and Whitlam Rufus. Learned from Bert Lane. I learned a lot of them from him. He played on WRW radio. Yeah, they say he's 90-some years old and still living. I told you that down around Covington.
Yeah, I was thinking. You
ought to look him up. He was a famous photographer.
I think it'd be fun to go to
Covington.
It's south of Cincinnati.
Yeah.
It's not very far.
Yeah,
considering you've already come from St. Louis, you can say it's not very far.
Yeah, that's right.
This is one I learned a long time ago, but I couldn't tell you what photographer I learned from exactly. But I think his family of the name of Devonport. Played this when I was small, called Birdie.
Thank you.
thought of that lecture on her to play.
I come back this time and he plays three I hadn't heard before.
Well, I heard Roe down there.
I don't know where they are.
I'll tell you, one of them was Farwell Blues Clayton McMetchin played, and then there was one going uptown. I learned it from a much better hungry.
Going uptown.
Going uptown. Did you ever hear that one? The personality boys, and I couldn't tell you it's been around for a while, that one has. I don't know how long. Here's how this Clay McMetchin wrote to himself, it's called Farewell Blues.
Okay.
He always has these long.
Yeah,
we have plenty of time to get ready to the end.
Yeah, we get the other musician time.
Yeah, we have to cool off.
Let's see if I can play a little Burt Lane's Robert E. Lee.
I like it.
Thank you.
like the key of C pretty well.
Yeah, I like playing C. Yeah, pretty well. Do you like playing the key of C?
Not particularly.
Yeah, they don't give you nothing.
What do you mean they don't give you nothing?
You have to make them all.
Okay.
All
the
notes. You have to make all the notes. If you want, the easier ones are A and D.
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
Do you also play like in B flat and F?
Yes, I play some pieces in B flat. See if I can play one. I'm going to try the thunder hornpipe. I don't know.
It's interesting because that's a fairly popular piece of the fiddle contest in Missouri.
It is.
Yeah.
Is there
that's right, yeah.
Thunder hornpipe.
But they call it thunderbolt hornpipe.
Yeah.
And they do, your bow works a little straight, but they use a triple bow in it, and that's his main feature.
Yeah. Well, I never put a lot of time in it. I just play it.
But it's one of the, all I'm saying is one of the tunes that they do use the old triple bow on.
Yeah.
It's fairly common to hear fiddler's contest. At least it used to be. Nowadays you'll have to hear anything. Did you ever get to hear the old man Ed Haley play or J.W. Day? They were over around Ashland.
No, never heard of them.
Okay.
Heard Buddy Thomas.
Same age. Well,
are there two different Buddy Thomases, or is there just the one that would be about 50 years old if he was still alive?
That's the one I knew.
Okay.
Yeah.
Did you learn any pieces from him?
Not really. Knew about all he played, and I guess he knew most I played. Or,
yeah. Did you ever learn the old tune, what they call No Corn on Tigard?
No, never. Okay. I might call it something else, but.
He did play an old Flannery.
I
found a piece, not all of them, but I found one.
I'll tell you who played Flannery's Dream was Mr. Kelly.
Sanford
Kelly played that.
Yes, he did so. And I never learned it. Your Stoneman's Rag I never played for you that day, Boating Up Sandy. Let's see, going down the road to back, Wild Irish Rose,
One's All Over.
One's All Over. Shelvin Rock.
Oh.
Yeah.
And Stoneman's, what was that, Stoneman's?
Shelvin Rock, I played on the town. Shelvin Rock I learned from Carlton Rollins over in Bass County. So, I'll see if I can play a little bit for you.
Okay.
You'll have to think.
Who's that one?
Or turn that thing off for us.
Do you want him to keep the recorder in this room? That's all right. He's not here. We have to make that back off.
Silver Rock. I never hear anybody else play that but him.
There seems to be a couple of Shelvin Rock tunes over in West Virginia.
Yeah.
But none of them are that one.
Yeah. So everybody has their different versions.
That's right.
Yeah.
Do you play any tunes in like the minor keys, like A minor or kind of A mixed up?
Well, I have mixed up in the minors, but they're not really in the minor. I just put the minor key in. I never.
You heard like that Flannery's Dream is
yeah,
kind of a minor.
Yeah, that's
a
Kelly done
up,
that.
Yeah.
About the only fiddle player I've heard around here could do that, really.
Uh-huh. Well, what about another one he played was Lonesome John? Do you know that one?
No, I don't know that
okay.
one. He played one called Wild Hog and the Red Brothers, too.
Uh-huh.
The only one I learned from him was the Fox Chase.
Okay. You want to try that?
Yeah. And I can't play it like him because he'd bark with his mouth and everything. The pup in the fence and all, and he barked. And
he was a showman.
Uh-huh.
He was a showman with it.
Okay.
Especially on that piece.
See, pup was whining to get through the fence.
Yeah, just put all the... He'd do a loop on the fiddle and he'd act it out.
Uh-huh.
And
hadn't
had
okay.
the experience of getting through the fences like the old hounds.
Because it seems to me everywhere I've been there's a fox chase tune and it's never
yeah.
the same. It's
right.
never really the same
No,
piece.
Not really the same.
Except there's some, the old harmonica solo.
Yeah, I used to play some on the harmonica too, but I'm not going to try it for you because
<You're not.
laughs> I give that up a long time ago. I want to show you something. If I've got it, I've got through one of these cases. I ought to show it to you, but I didn't get it the very honorable way. Must be in the other one. I've got a harp here that's a big one. But I used to play French harp till I was 15 years old. But I got so I can't play anymore. I don't have the breath to do it. My false teeth gets in the way. But I could play one at one time. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, that's a big harp.
Well, lady finger.
They are cute little things.
See, it sprung some.
Yeah.
I was playing Casey Jones, but it sprung.
Well, now you tell him where you get it, because it
wasn't. I cut it off from a wounded German. I was patching him up when I was a medic.
Uh-huh.
And that was Henry, wasn't it?
Yes, because that was his livelihood to keep things going.
It's a nice one, though, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's a honer.
Yeah. He had it on a watch chain or something, and I just whacked it off.
You thought that was worth it, what you did for him, huh?
No, I don't know. I didn't think very well.
Well, look, you kept care of it all these years. Somebody else might have gotten
yeah,
it and not kept care of it. Yeah, yeah. You've been taking care of it.
Yeah, I'm mostly interested in what you'd probably call old hoedowns or breakdowns.
Okay, here's what I call a hoedown, and I play for a lot of dances called Walking in My Sleep.
Played the tune called Deer Walk.
Oh, yeah, I played the Deer Walk.
It's kind of it.
I don't play it often enough, man. I play it. There's a play of one called on Rocky Mountain Goats about to like it.
Well, you have this advantage. He said he doesn't know it. Neither do I.
You call Deer Walk.
Yep.
You play the tune they call Marmaduke's Hornpipe or Cricket on the Bird?
No, don't play that one.
You know, Pumpkin Vine.
I don't know Pumpkin Vine.
Alfred plays old Pumpkin Vine. You know Little Bird Potato?
Tasted him.
I call it
some of them call it possum up the holler.
Thank you. puzzled about what kids.
Here's one I didn't play for you. It's called The Fun's All Over, and I'm going to play it. There's two different ways. I'll play it the old time way first.
At the end of his dances, Al, and yeah. That was the last piece.
Oh, the fun's all over.
There a few times.
I'm going to play Bolton Up Sandy.
That's a good one.
Set the woods on fire, man.
Set the woods on fire.
Set the woods on fire.
Thinking Do you know the old Blackberry Blossom?
Oh, yeah. Not the old one. And if you hear anybody, can I play it? Or Mr. Kelly's the old one.
Oh, okay. That's the one I was asking about.
Yeah, I couldn't play it. He played it. There's nobody I ever heard.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Is that different from what JP calls Garfield Blackberry Blossom?
Yeah, sure, that's different. Because he plays in G minor strictly. Mr. Kelly did.
Well, I was wondering if those were two different tunes.
And the one you play is goes to G minor in the second part?
Yeah.
Okay, that's well known.
It sure does.
What about that Blackberry Back Mountain Ride you changed keys for?
Oh, well, that's a modern piece.
Yeah, that's a modern.
Yeah, you don't hear that.
You would happen to know any other tunes in that way of tuning the fiddle, though?
Yeah, I know two or three, but like Drunken Hiccups and the Bell Cow or something like that. But I can play Bell Cow that tune enough.
But why would you want to avoid tuning up?
Tuning up was an easy way of playing the fiddle, and you got more volume back in olden times. They didn't have microphones, and you played a lot of open notes, and you got more volume. They played everything in A when the old time fiddle players did.
Mm-hmm.
Well, why don't you try the old Bell Cow, whatever the tune is.
You want me to tune up to do it?
No, we'll leave it like it is for now. We'll get you to tune it up later.
Fishing for Phil.
Thank you. Okay, which part, where is the part that's supposed to be the bell cow?
I'm not sure.
The high part's supposed to be the bell cow.
Try to make it ring, anyway.
Okay.
That's a,
and where did you learn that one from?
Oh, I learned that one from Floyd Miller, I believe. He could play 50 pieces on that way. He played the Wild Goose and I don't know what all of them.
Can you try to think of some while you got the fiddle tune?
No, I couldn't play many of them because I never did practice enough.
Do you sing? That one has words.
Indian that's played with the fiddle tune the same way.
I couldn't come close to playing the Lost Indian that way.
Okay, you play the Lost Indian in the key of D?
No, yeah. Key of C.
Key of C.
Or no D, key D, I go into C minor.
D, yeah. And he goes to C minor.
Going to minor key.
Oh, B minor.
Yeah, B minor.
Okay, yeah, that's C. That's
I wouldn't know how to even start though.
Well, it's a different piece. It's not done. Same name, different piece.
Yeah, I'll tell you.
Oh, Indian, Lost Indian?
Yeah, same.
He got that from,
I learned it from Curly Farmer, who I learned the Lost Indian from. He learned it out in California, and nobody knew it around here at one time.
And he came back with Bluegrass Bear. You met him. Or George Taylor. But he's a great racist.
That's the only way I know how to play it. You want to play it?
You want me to play the Lost Indian for you?
Yeah.
I have to give you the other fiddle.
Yeah,
I'd like to hear what you... and
the other
tuning. Yeah. Yeah, I'd like to hear what sound like. And they...
Mary, do you know...
It's a different tune entirely.
Do you know these two fiddlers? Yeah. I have seen this fellow in other pictures. Are they still living? They were whatever down Rough River and also Alexander.
I
just wonder if you knew their names, because I've seen that one fella in other pictures.
Yeah, I know them old fellas, but they're from Franklin.
He doesn't know their name.
I knew the fiddle player that played with him. He was an awful good friend of mine, Pop Baker, and he died. But I'd say these old men is probably out of it now.
They were older than
when did you get this picture?
This is Audie. I got it out of the.
Yeah.
We told her about Lisa Pam, and I ran across that.
This picture's 10 years old.
I know. I've seen this.
And
picture.
But they're from Frankfurt.
I've seen him in other pictures. And it never gives his name. Here's two fiddlers.
But he was the only man who couldn't hardly play.
Yeah, now they wasn't fiddle players. One was banjo, one was guitar. Pop Baker
didn't. Pop Baker introduced him. But now this is one of these Curly Fox that we told you about. We told you about this
fellow.
I found that somewhere after you'd been here, and I thought, well, I...
Boy, this would be butchery.
You gonna do it again?
Yeah, well, he wants to
I told
put
him
on a tape here.
David, he's a tape.
He's always learning. he's in a learning mode all the time.
Learning mode all the time.
Okay, you ready?
Yeah.
Go ahead. He could play was in that way. When most of them old time fiddle players, that's the only key they played in.
Where did Miller live?
He's dead a long time ago. He lived out there at Hilltop.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Uh-huh. Did any of his family ever tape him?
Not very little, I don't suppose. I doubt that, because he died before the people taped much.
Mm-hmm. His wife played piano.
Okay, you got the E string run down. Do you ever, like, run it back up so that it'd be like a normal setup on the high string?
Well, now, some people play just dropping the E string and leaving it like it is. On the black button rag, they do a lot of fiddlers.
Oh, okay, leave the basses alone.
Yeah,
just drop the E string.
They can play that way.
I'm not asking what other people do. I'm trying to ask you what you're capable of doing. I'm asking you.
I can play the other way with dropping D and A and just or D and, but I don't practice it. But I can play the Black Mountain Rag that way. But that you can pick that way where you can't the other way.
Right.
You put your pick in there.
Yeah. I'm still not sure if we're communicating.
So you can pick you can pick the Black Mountain Rag without. Without tearing it.
Okay, yeah. Okay, what I'm trying to ask you is that there's another way to tune the fiddle with the E strings run up so that the A and the E are the normal setup. But the bass, do you understand what I'm trying to say?
Yeah, you get the A just like the E, huh?
No, it's just this string is a different place than it normally is.
Well, they're both tuned to A now. It's dropped down with the A's. As close you get them like each other. You're dropped down to the A's, see, with the A's.
He's telling me something else.
The note there that is matching C sharp.
Yeah.
But I'm saying you can raise this string up to its normal position where it's not right now. Do you play anything with it raised up? Bass is left the same.
No.
Okay,
yeah.
Well, it's what they call straight A. This is what they call crooked A,
yeah,
cross eyed.
Yeah.
Back
no, I never tried anything that way. No. Never seen anybody.
Okay, because I had a few tune titles to ask you.
Yeah, no. Something new to me. I never heard of it before.
Like blind steering a mud hole.
Yeah.
Is that a Missouri tune?
No, it's a Portsmouth tune.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah. Tomahawk, another Portsmouth tune.
Did you ever hear Mac Mahan settling out in Missouri?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's got that part.
Sure.
Yeah.
Mac Mahan is the guy that learned from his family, and they asked him if he'd record those tunes, and he said, well, I have to work them up first, as opposed to playing, you know, I mean, he's a real good fiddle player. What did he win? The Tennessee Valley Old Time Fiddle Association a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
His big thing is Eck Robertson, Sally Gooden.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
yeah.
So.
Yeah, he's.
That's a.
And he's got one he calls Dance Around Molly.
Dance Around Molly, yeah, that's fairly.
Yeah.
That's popular Missouri tune.
Yeah.
For contests.
We met him at Rough
River.
2 years ago. Wasn't it 2 years ago?
Yeah.
Well, I don't mess around with, but rarely a contest fiddler in Missouri. There's a real separation between old time and contests. Fiddlers. And there's all this Texas influence too on
the
contest.
Yeah, I like a Texas fiddler.
Say. So I very rarely do I go visit any of the people that are involved with the contests. I try to find.
Yeah, you know, they run a lot of extra in their fiddle team.
That's right.
There's some good fiddle players.
Yeah, there's that you know, but that's
yeah.
Not old time. That's
yeah.
That's something that they've evolved themselves into. Suggestions right now?
Little burnt potatoes.
Little burnt potatoes.
Brickyard dough. You know that too?
Yeah,
well, I
better.
Since you've been here, I don't know where to play it now.
Thank you.
Where'd you pick that up?
I learned that off in the records here. I don't know who this fellow was a playing. That's where I learned Agnes Campbell off in this record they had on there. But he's a fine fiddle player.
Is that a recent record or?
Well, it's not too old, I suppose. Of course he's.
I mean, is it 33 or 78?
No, it was a record that hadn't been made too long. Maybe 15, 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
But I'd say this piece has been around a long time. Leo Blair plays it.
He does.
Yeah, I've heard him play it.
Well, Leo Blair's a violinist, is that right? Great, what a memory.
You did pretty good.
And he started out with the old timers.
I've enjoyed the time I've been with him.
I play it in G because it's easier. I've got it in F and B flat, and I don't do too good iron flat, but I don't get as good a job on them.